the experts should never be the spokespeople on the heritage, it should belong to the people. There were a couple of comments about negative media coverage and how damaging that can be. So Philip spoke about the economic downturn and Arthur's Day and how that was portrayed in the UK media. And likewise, Shona spoke about the City of Culture, the Peace Bridge, and it being described as a sectarian interface. Exactly, thank you. So, you know, I would say that probably we should start to challenge those. I don't think it's good enough to let those things pass anymore, because that has a huge impact. We also talked about using examples of where your own perception of yourself as a region or as a country can be changed. So things like the City of Culture in Liverpool, and also examples from Sligo and how the confidence has developed in that county. I think we could learn something there. I suppose really I'd see the biggest theme as the making connections theme, and that came up in a number of ways. Kevin spoke earlier about this crying need for connectivity. Now, others also spoke about frustration with things being siloed, fragmentation, and Philip spoke about the same bureaucracy. And certainly when I sat in on some of the workshops, the frustration that people had with funding was coming up. Also the fact that people maybe weren't aware of what opportunities were out there. So there should be some simple steps that could be taken to actually rectify that. We looked at the power of the network. Hannah gave a very good practical example there. Trail Lab described that as a solid blueprint. So we're very lucky to have practical applications of some of these ideas today. We also talked about cross-border connections. And I do find it interesting, I mean, all Ireland cooperation is in the National Development Plan, but really, you see it applied a lot more here in the border counties. I don't know elsewhere in the country whether there's so much of an interest in it. And certainly the opportunities represented by the City of Culture was a very key cross-border linkage there. The diaspora came up a lot in a number of speakers and also in the workshops. And it's seen as, I suppose, as a big target area. And I'm sure you're all aware of the new diaspora strategies toolkit that was launched maybe last week. I think that'll be something very useful and very practical for people who are developing strategies for engaging with the diaspora. And one of the things in that strategy, one of the chapters, is actually around tapping into technology. And that's another thing that came up today quite a bit, was using digital media, particularly social network sites and things like that. I mean, apparently there are over 2 million Irish Facebook accounts now. I don't know whether that means over 2 million people, but there are over 2 million accounts and, you know, potentially 44% of the population. So there's a huge potential there, and Michael talked about how sometimes a little can go a long way, and using digital media might be one of those opportunities. And I suppose that brings me on to the final thing, which was really around creating opportunities. Now I have to say that it was obviously set within the context of the recession. You know, there were a lot of discussions about the unstable funding, and I personally was very struck by the question and answer session, and the KBEG student who asked, what opportunities are there for me or for students who are going to come out into the workplace? And there wasn't an awful lot of hope there for them, although there were practical suggestions. So that is the harsh reality that we are dealing with. However, we did really see that there is absolutely huge potential today. You know, we looked at the fact that cultural tourism is a very strong growth sector, recognised. Dermot pointed out that it's recognised at the European level as well as specifically in Ireland. Ian also pointed that out. He made no apologies. We're talking a lot about money, he said. And there were also the particular benefits of cultural tourism, for example, that has 3 times the growth rate of general tourism. Cultural tourists stay longer and spend more. So there was absolutely huge potential recognised. And Michael from the Heritage Council also pointed out that Donegal is really at the forefront in the fact that they have had an initiative like this and taken the first step, and that he will be suggesting that other counties and other regions do the same. So what I'll do now is I'll start to look at some of the just very high level summaries from the workshops, as 18% of this will also be written up as a report. Thanks very much. And apologies now if anybody feels it's not represented in a lot of detail. Thank you. So the first one was, what are the opportunities for growth in creative industries in Donegal? And the first point here, there are 3 points for every workshop. The first point here is that individuals feel isolated, and I asked for clarification on that, and said it wasn't just artists, but it was also people living in the community. So they said there were advantages and disadvantages creatively to isolation, and it was recognised that networks are very important. The second point was there was no central web-based presence in Donegal for culture. And the third point, which I think has come up in the workshops and the ones that I sat in, was we needed to harness the energy from today by feeding back to participants and having small wins that are communicated. So I think there was a sense that this is the start of something that it needs to be built on. The second workshop I had then was what constitutes cultural tourism in Donegal and what role has the diaspora. So I have a number of points here. The group of the rules could be more than three. So I'll give you maybe a flavour of what we have here. I sat in on some of this discussion as well. So, but they talked about the fact that we needed to have marketing to get information out there, and have attractions recognised, and arrange activities throughout the day and in the evening to take into account cultural differences. For example, what is evening time to Germans? In that group, someone also mentioned the fact that they tried to get to a tourist office on a Sunday and it was closed, and that really is very disappointing. And I know that was one of the things that Kevin mentioned in his presentation, is how we work to suit us or to suit, you know, for example, in that case, the tourists. There also was it came up a few times around value for money and that things are overpriced. We talked about a brochure information point, easily accessed and understood. And many areas in Donegal have things to do, but everyone is working in isolation. So how do we get the information out to people and how do we link up? In terms of the diaspora, they were seen as very important, and it was suggested that we need a large event to invite people back and to have local information champions. So for example, a bit like the sons and daughters idea that Shona talked about. Using the internet and social media, we mentioned the e-zine magazine, online magazine that currently exists, and that could be upgraded and moved onto maybe more of an interactive forum so people could post their comments or basically engage with it rather than just receive the information. The next one was how to market your creative product to the tourist. The three key points here, the first one was that we needed greater cohesion, and they needed to be a raised profile within the county. So even people who are working in the area may not be aware of what everyone else is doing. What's useful in terms of that point is that they made a practical suggestion, which seems very useful to me, which is through the County Development Board to bring the tourism and the cultural forest together and to get them to work together. Identify a piece of work and to maybe have one big idea, perhaps around branding. So, for example, in Sligo, the Yates in Donegal, it might be Brian Free, for example, or something else that ties people together in this county. And also, then finally, to build a creative county brand. The next one then is around promotion of the work product through partnership. And the first point was around support, and that relates to learning and mentoring, peer support, generating new work and ideas, building ambition and reducing isolation. The second point was collective engagement and shared platforms, and the note here, not reinventing the wheel, so using what's already there, sharing, profiling and branding, pooling skills and organisations and working smartly, and that would mean reduced costs as well. Partnership agreements then is the third point, and it's about getting, talking and doing, to formalise legal and professional, and to clarify roles, responsibilities, and expectations. Okay, I think there's one key point. This is around the opportunities from the City of Culture. There's only one point, really, key point around that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sean McCarthy, unfortunately, wasn't at that particular workshop, but one of the key recommendations that came out was a very varied group. But it was recommended that we should set up a specific Donegal City of Culture Committee. So I guess it's a kind of a liaison between Derry City of Culture and the county, which sounds like a very good suggestion. The next one then, what constitutes a creative industry in Donegal? three points here. The first one is that the number of people working within the sector would actually be very surprising. It employs more than, for example, IT and software. It doesn't have the same lobbying power and more fragmented. So again, this comes back to the need to work together, demonstrate ways of getting involved and the value of being involved. So that comes back to the idea of networks. And people are unsure of what's actually included and what's not. So it's maybe around the definitions that we did talk today about as well. Hard to define and grasp, but there is a huge potential for job creation, but no clear pathway, not in the curriculum, needs to start with education in the schools. And third point, then, the barrier to set up creative industry in Donegal, including public transport and infrastructure issues. And finally, then, the major problem being marketing, again, very fragmented. No one main cyber area where people can access information. I mean, that's at least two or three groups that I've either heard the comments or that they've written that one down. So people are going to suppose for some central point of contact. And then, just to the last page, but I hope that's all of them, is around how heritage can contribute to economic growth in County Donegal. First point is the importance of raising awareness and the appreciation of heritage and the importance of education. Second is the importance of sense of place and sense of identity. And again, I sat in on that workshop and I heard someone talking about townlands and place names and all of those things. And I think that is very important. Heritage is not just for the tourists, but it's for us as well. We did talk today about the benefits of culture and creativity for not just people who visit here, but people who live here. People intuitively know what heritage is about, but don't necessarily articulate it or understand links between different strands. However, we have three practical examples, and we love that. Tourism technologies, for example, apps, traditional building skills, education training, capturing storytelling, visitor passport scheme, developing music and crafts as packages. It strikes me that within all of those comments and bullet points that have been handed back, there are actually quite a few fairly solid suggestions and recommendations, so I'm sure that we will see some progress on those. And I thought to wrap up, what more can do than quote Philip Keaton, who quoted Seamus Heaney, strange how things in the offing once sensed convert into things foreknown. And I think we all have a sense that there's something in the offing here today. I look forward to seeing what comes out of it. Thank you.